Yeah, but I have a problem with that when they don't say where it is, and it's an analyzer, but doesn't even say where that analyzer is located.
8:30 on the clock, January 8th, 2014, Wednesday.
Thank you.
It's called to order the Board of Equalization for the Gates County Board of Supervisors. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Beyer, Setzer. Now I will officially declare 2013 formal session is closed. We're in sign die.
I guess I'll turn that over to the clerk.
Right. The election of officers, since your Board of Equalization is a separate board, you can have a separate slate of officers unless you want to make a motion to defer that to your Board of Supervisors board, and then you can move on. So however, if anybody wants to make a motion, just to wait and elect them.
I would make the motion we wait and elect them all in the regular board meeting.
Okay.
Have them the same.
And all in favor? Okay, 7-0. Okay, so Matt, you want to finish taking over then?
Let's go finish. Okay. Next is approval of the agenda. Approval or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I'd move to approve the agenda.
By Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting of the Board of Equalization.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items related to the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, I need a motion to open a public hearing to hear and approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualified nonprofit organizations. I need a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. We are open in a public hearing. I guess I'll read through these. And Lori, you've seen and signed off on all these. The following are the list of exemption requests and their organizations: American Red Cross, Beatrice Cemetery Association, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, Beatrice Good Samaritan Center, Beatrice Humane Society, Bible Baptist Church, Blue Valley Behavioral Health Center, Boy Scout Troop 221, Centenary United Methodist Church, Christ Community Church, Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, First Mennonite Church, Goldcrest Retirement Center, Good Samaritan Society in Samaritan Springs, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Mosaic, PEO Home, the Salvation Army, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, St. Mary's Church, Weimar Church of Christ, Weimar Good Samaritan Center, and that is it, A through W. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the tax exemption request for their vehicles.
So moved.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped it. Is there any discussion about the I need a motion to close a public hearing.
I would move to close the public hearing.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. 7-0. Now I need a motion to approve.
Now I would move to approve the exemptions.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
Approximately how many vehicles? Any idea? I mean, several of them will have more than one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can read through them here if you want.
No. I'm just curious.
You've seen them all, Lori?
Community hospital will have more.
Okay.
One or two apiece, usually.
Okay. Let's go right here. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, I need a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip 1. Where'd that go? This is for Baytree National Bank and Trust. That looks like an addition to the tax roll of $334.08. And a motion to approve or disapprove?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers. Has everyone seen this? Any questions or discussion?
It's a late filing, so they got a 25% penalty, too.
What?
And Dennis, Jennifer probably has a list of where it's located, because we have to know what tax district it's in. So it came in late, so.
Is this on property tax or personal?
Personal property.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be filed May 1st. So if they don't file it timely, they get a 10%. Well, this one's really late, so it's a 25% penalty.
I'm trying to understand these. It's for an analyzer. It's some piece of equipment that probably they use in financial institutions, but they own it. And it's hard to understand what it is, but at least we're adding it to the tax roll, so we aren't deducting. Right, Lori? Okay.
Seeing no further discussion, vote 7-0 to approve. Clerk brought to my attention, that, and I should state this for the record, we're not going to take any action on receiving and placing on file applications form 451 for tax exemptions on real estate, personal property.
That's every 4 years.
Every 4 years we do that. So, who did that agenda? Who put that on there?
I don't know who did that. We're accepting 451A, which is the reaffirmation. Now, that doesn't mean you won't get a few exemption applications for those people that buy properties. Like this one over here, I believe the Catholic Church finally purchased, right, the one on the corner. So they'll be coming in with probably one before the end, before July 1st. They have till July 1st. So you'll see some exemptions, but this is the reaffirmation for those that have already been exempt. And that goes on for 3 years, and then the fourth year is an exemption application year.
We did that last year, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's done.
All right. Patty, what do you...
Basically, we're just starting to look at values for next year. Personal property will go out next week, and we are requiring depreciation schedules with the personal property. So we absolutely want those this year. Other counties have been doing it for quite some time, and we've been trying to get them. We need to look at the depreciation schedule for those personal property. So we want that attached to your personal property schedule, or we will continue to send letters out till we get it. So not being tough, just need to know that everybody's being treated fairly and needs to list their equipment if they have it. So that's for the business and agricultural. And the bad thing about personal is self-reporting. And so, you know, basically with the depreciation schedule, we can go over it with the taxpayer and make sure we've got everything listed the way it needs to be. So...
I think it's very important we watch as the legislature convenes today what happens. There is going to be a lot of discussion relative to the tax issues and already talk about reducing the amount of farm ground that can be taxed, which would be a substantial reduction in values. And so there's going to be a lot of conversation that's going to affect us as counties because there's no way where they can go, it appears to me, but either take away some exemptions or push them down to the local level. And that's us and the cities and the schools. So I think we definitely need to stay on top of this, and I'm sure NACO is, but those of us involved in NACO need to make sure that we're heard relative to these issues and how much it will affect our taxpayers in Gage County.
Any other discussion relative to the related rather to the Board of Equalization? All right, so you know, we will adjourn 8:39 and we will convene the Board of Supervisors regular meeting at 8:45.